United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring William Holden. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds, presented by this station as a public service. Regular saving is sure saving. If you're self-employed, sign up for your bank's Bond a Month plan. Or if you're on a payroll, join the payroll savings plan where you work. Either way, you save systematically with safe, sure United States Defense Bonds. In a moment, our star. But first, Harry Sosnick leads the Defense Bonds Orchestra in his own special arrangement of Midnight in Paris. Thank you, Harry. And now it's my privilege to introduce our special guest, the popular motion picture star, William Holden. He appears in an original guest star sketch entitled Machine Number 9. For the performance of William Holden, we take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Detective Sergeant Doug Foster spent his working hours in pursuit of embezzlers, robbers, murderers, and other breakers of the law. But on his day off, he was just an average husband, bossed around by the little woman who made him help with the housework. Last Saturday, for instance, it was the washing.
Go easy on this housework stuff, Babette. I'm a tired man.
Well, this house has to be kept clean, even though you have been working day and night on the Whitfield case.
Yeah, I'm going to clear that one up, but fast. You know, when a prominent man like Joe Whitfield gets stabbed to death and robbed, we're on the spot until we find out who did it.
Oh, and the commissioner's cracking the whip, as usual.
And how? You know, it happened out in Ridgewood, his home neighborhood. Commissioner says whoever solves this one gets 2 extra weeks vacation with pay besides the reward. Oh, I'd like to take a crack at this one. Not just for the money, either. I like Joe Whitfield. Well, what do I do now?
Take this washing over to Tony's Tubateria.
Oh, good. I can get a half an hour snooze while the stuff is churning. Tony, hey, give me some more quarters. I'm going to run this washing through the machine again.
What's the idea, Doug? You got a hole in the head?
No, Tony, I got an idea in the head. Look, you see that tall, red-headed kid over by the window?
Yeah.
He acted kind of funny putting his clothes into the machine, like he didn't want anybody to see him.
Well, maybe he's just bashful.
It could be, but it's worth another quarter to find out. And besides that, maybe I can get another half an hour snooze. I'll take the machine next to him, number 9. Well, there they are, churning away in there. Wonderful things, these washing machines.
Yeah, I guess they are.
We men can't even have a day off. Our wives make us come over here and play babysitter to a washing machine.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, it's nice, clean work. And everything comes out in the wash.
I hope so. I mean, these things wash clothes pretty clean, don't they?
Oh, you bet they do, son. And they dry them pretty good, too. You know, if you walk home real fast, they'd be just about right for ironing when you get there.
Oh, I got a car. That blue heap out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice looking job. Well, I've got to call the wife and find out how much bleach she wants me to put in this load. You put in bleach?
Yeah, 40 cents worth.
Well, that's a lot of bleach, kid.
I know. I like things nice and white.
Well, that ought to do it. I'll see what the wife says about mine.
Registration department, please. Extension 424. Thank you. Hello, Pete. Doug Foster. Pete, put this down. I'm at Tony's Tubateria, and the phone number is Delview 6748. See what you've got on a blue Chrysler sedan, license C for Charlie, 49648. If it's a hot car, call Tony and have him come over and tell me something about the hot water. Get it? Right, I'll see you.
Well, the wife says no bleach. I've got some colored things in the wash. Hey, I see you've got some colored goods, too.
So what?
Oh, nothing. I just hope the bleach doesn't fade them, that's all.
Listen, mister, I'll do my washing and you do yours.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I guess I'll take a little nap.
Hey, Doc, don't go to sleep yet. Watch your water temperature there.
Okay, Tony, how is the water today?
It's hot. Awful hot.
Yeah? Well, thanks, Tony. I'll tone it down a bit.
Yeah, sure. I don't want your wife blaming me for anything. That little woman of yours can look a hole through a thin part of a steel rail.
You're telling me. Say, look, do me a favor. Call her up and tell her that this washing is going to be a little bit delayed, will you?
Yeah, all right. I'll tell her. She won't like it a bit, brother.
Yeah, me, you know. You can't live with him and you can't live without him. You married?
Nah. I got a girl, though. She keeps me broke.
Oh, they all do, but so what? It's only money. There are lots of things in this world better than money.
Yeah, that's right.
Clear conscience, for instance. Why'd you do it, kid?
Well, she wanted a fur coat. And I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. I'm talking about a couple of nights ago out at Ridgewood.
I wasn't in Ridgewood. I was at my girl's hotel at that time.
At what time?
The time the guy was stabbed. You a cop?
Yes, I'm a police officer. Hold it, kid. Take it easy. You're not charged with murder yet. That car out there is stolen.
I should have gotten rid of it.
Yeah, and you should have gotten rid of these clothes instead of trying to wash them. Oh, Tony.
Coming.
Tony, take this fellow's clothes out of the machine and wrap them up for me. I'm taking him down to the police lab. Sometimes it doesn't all come out in the wash.
Well, this is a fine time to come in with a wash.
Honey, these clothes have been washed twice and have been cleared down to the police commissioner's office and back. You see, I found the guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A young kid, about 18. He took up robbery because he had a girlfriend who wanted a fur coat. Says he didn't mean to kill Joe Whitfield, and Joe wrestled with him and fell on a knife.
And you found the fellow. You solved the case.
Yeah. You've got a smart husband, you know that?
But Doug, how did you do it?
Well, I had a hunch. You see, you made me such a good housewife that I knew right away something was wrong when he put 40 cents worth of bleach into that washing, with colored goods, too. Now, bleach is used to take out fruit stains, grease stains, and blood stains.
Oh, I begin to see.
I could have been wrong, of course, but he was driving a hot car, so I had something to hold him for.
And you get the reward?
All of it. $5,000.
Well, that'll pay off the mortgage and get us some new furniture. And how about the 2 weeks' vacation?
In April.
Just in time for spring house cleaning.
Say, maybe I'm not so smart after all.
Thank you, William Holden, for your splendid performance.
Well, thanks, Rod. It's nice to be on hand to help sell those fine defense bonds. It's the best saving plan I know of.
Well, it's nice to hear you say so, Bill. How do you buy your bonds?
Well, I like the bond-a-month plan, Rod. It's very easy and simple. You just authorize your bank to buy you a bond every month and charge it to your checking account. That's all there is to it. The bank does all the rest.
Well, that's painless savings, Bill. Just as the payroll savings plan is made to order for salaried workers, the bond-a-month plan is an ideal thrift program for professional men and women, those who are self-employed. Automatic saving is sure saving. And particularly when you're investing in something as safe and sound as United States defense bonds.
That's right, Rod. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that when you invest in defense bonds, you accomplish two important things.
helping to keep your country strong and helping to make your own future more secure. So let me suggest that you save regularly in United States defense bonds. There's no finer investment in the world.
Good advice, Bill Holden, and thanks again for being with us.
And now Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra offer Harry's own arrangement of Miserlou. During the past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Defense Bonds presented by this station every week as a public service. May I express our thanks to William Holden, our star, to his supporting players, Hi Averback, Jeffrey Silver, and Barbara Eiler, and to his director, Louis Graff. Next week, we'll have another famous guest and more good music by Harry Sosnick and the Defense Bonds Orchestra, so we hope you'll join us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you to invest regularly in defense bonds through payroll savings where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. They're now even better.